Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. You ever had someone accuse you of something, and you respond by saying, "Prove it"? Well, you know, the Bible talks about proof. And one of the great passages that deals with proving something, whether it's true or false, is in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 21 and 22. There Paul writes and says, "Prove all things, hold fast that which is good." And then in verse 22 follows by saying, "Abstain from all appearance of evil." The idea is that having proven, having put to the test whatever we hear, all things that are subject to investigation, we differentiate between what is good, what is bad, and when we find what is good, we hold to that which is good. Easy passage, right? Well, notice that word prove. The word prove here, as you can imagine, means to test. It's the word that literally means to pronounce good. It means that we establish by trial. It's the word that means that we test something whether it is genuine or not. We deem it worthy. So it's synonymous with other expressions like to analyze, to discern, and then of course, as we often use that word, to test, to put something to the test. Now, it's interesting because that same word that's used here to prove was a word used a long time ago by the ancients to talk about the process by which they determined a coin to be genuine. They'd take that piece of money and they would put it to the test and they could determine whether that coin was a genuine coin or not. So Paul is saying that we must put everything to the test. We must test whether it is genuine or not. If it is genuine, then we adhere to it. We hold to it. We never let go of it. But if it's false, if we find that it's somehow not genuine, if we find that it's not true, it's somehow a fake, then we discard it. We run from it. We do not hold to it. We abstain from that. We abhor that which is false and hold on to that which is good. Now, it's interesting. The same word is used by John in 1 John 4, verse 1. Here's what John said. "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits." Prove the spirits. Test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Now, when you study 1 John, you'll find that back in chapter 2, John was addressing a group of people and warning them about some who were now denying the incarnation of Jesus. He talked about those in chapter 2, verse 18, about being antichrists. You remember he said an antichrist is any person that denied that Jesus Christ had come in the flesh. He was facing a doctrine known as the docetism back in the first century, where they believed that flesh was evil, and so the conclusion of that must have been that if flesh is evil, God would never stain Himself with flesh. God couldn't become flesh. And remember, John appeals to all of the empirical evidence and said, "Look, of Jesus we have heard Him, we've seen Him, and we've even touched Him. We know that the Word of life has come. We know that He was here upon this earth. We've seen God in the flesh." And then he gets to chapter 4 and says, now, when someone comes and makes a claim, whatever the claim is, prove it. Put it to the test. Examine it. Analyze it. Discern. And when you find something that is true, you hold on to that. And if it's false, according to Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5, you abstain from it. And here's what that means for you and I today. It means that when I hear something today, or I am reading something today, or I see something today, I must analyze everything. You must do the same. I'm not at liberty to just take something at face value and believe it because I like the person who says it. No matter what is said, no matter who says it, I must put it to the test. And if it passes the test of the Bible, then I'm to believe it. I'm to hold on to it. And if it does not pass the test of the Scriptures, I'm to abstain from it. Our test, our standard must be the Bible. We stick to the Bible and to the Bible only because, like Paul said, we prove all things, we hold fast that which is good. Prove. Are you doing that? That's been our word for the day. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.